As the vole slunk away, Skipper addressed Maudy.
Looks like your badge of friend's gone, miss, and there's nought you can do about it.
The hermaid looked at the otter.
Why so?
Skipper gestured to the woodlands outside the walls.
Mast flowers teeming with Curdley's mob and a vermin shower of sea raiders. Far too dangerous for a young'un like you to be wandering about round the trees.
Maudy treated the otter to an icy stare.
I have only two words to say to you, sir. Pish and tush.
Skipper looked nonplussed.
What's that supposed to mean?
Rangval drew a dagger from his belt and twirled it skillfully.
Ah, sure. It means that darling Maudy has a mind of her own, bucko. She's going out there to find that great owl lump of a badger. Oh, and I'm the very beast who'll be going with her.
Orkwell seconded the rogue squirrel promptly.
Gorath's my friend too. Count me in, Miss Maudy.
Skipper shrugged and heaved a gruff sigh.
I'll get some volunteers from the Gowsum and come along with you. Barbowler, are you game for this?
Maudy interrupted.
Not possible. I'm afraid, Skip, you'll need every beast available to defend these bloomin' walls if there's a vermin attack.
Abbot Dorcas, who had wandered up and eavesdropped on the conversation, stepped forward.
She's right, Skip. Besides, I think a few might accomplish more than a whole band of red wallers out in the woodlands. When do you three plan on leaving?
Rangval sheathed his blade.
Soon as we can, Father. Now would be a good time, whilst the old feast is rattling on the top of the walls, and the countryside's nice and quiet out there. Sure, no beasts will notice us slipping off quiet-like.
The abbot bowed slightly.
As you wish. Take some provisions from the kitchens, and whatever weapons you may come across, though we're not greatly stocked with arms at Redwall. Go, and good luck to you. Maudy, should you find Gorath, would you be so kind as to bring him back to the abbey, if only for a short visit and a brief farewell, before you persuade him to be spirited off to Salamandastron?
The hermaid curtsied elegantly.
It be my pleasure, Father Abbot. Right, stay your stumps, you chaps. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. What?
The abbot accompanied them to the kitchen, where an obliging old mole mum packed three small haversacks with food stuff enough to last for several days. Maudy seldom carried a weapon. Rangval had all the arms he needed, and Orkwell still carried the knife and club he had taken from the vole. The trio had no need to go looking for more protection. As they were passing through Great Hall, Orkwell crossed to the alcove where the great tapestry hung. The abbot commented to Rangval and Maudy.
He's probably taking his leave of our abbey champion.
The hermaid followed the young hedgehog.
A jolly good idea. From what I've heard of Morton the Warrior, think I'll pay my respects too. What?
Before they reached the alcove, Orkwell's shout of alarm echoed around the vaulted hall. Rangval sprang forward, shouting.
Orkwell, what is it?
The young hedgehog staggered toward them, dragging with him the limp form of Sister Atrata. Abbot Dorcas intercepted him. Gently, he placed the sister on the ancient floor stones, supporting her head as he made a rapid examination.
She's taken a heavy blow to the back of her head. Maybe she was pushed and struck one of the columns.
Maudy knelt by the frail figure of Redwall's healer.
But why? She never hurt any beast. The sister was devoted to healing others. Who could have done this?
Orkwell cried out, his voice rising to an angry shout.
Look! Martin's sword has been taken, and I wager it was that vole who did it. The sister must have tried to stop him.
Maudy stared at the spot on the wall where the great sword had been mounted.
Good grief, you're right, old lad. It's not long since Benjo exiled him from the abbey. He must have come straight here, committed the crimes, and left pretty quick.
Rangval started toward the door.
Aye, well, the blackguard might have left Redwall, but he can't have gotten too far yet. Let's get after him.
The rogue Squirrel and Maudy sped off. Orkwell was last to leave Great Hall. He stood in front of the tapestry for a brief moment, gazing into the eyes of Martin's likeness, which was the centre of the wondrous fabric. The young hedgehog's voice was steely and resolute.
Martin, sir, I'll bring your sword back to Redwall and I'll make that coward pay. I give you my promise, I will.
Orkwell Prink bowed swiftly and departed. Abbot Dorcas called for assistance to help with the unconscious Sister Atrata.
She will recover, thank goodness. Take her to the infirmary.
He turned back to the picture of Martin the Warrior, his voice shaken by the violence in his beloved abbey.
Rest assured, friend. Orkwell Prink will keep his promise.